So we'll go over the aris that we mentioned yesterday and start to answer them as we go through. So the pasuk begins with v'haya, v'haya ki savei al aris. So we mentioned there's a vav over here, which the Baal HaTurim, Chassam Sefer, and many others point out that it seems like it's being moisev al inyan rishon, which last week's pasha ended with Amalek. Now v'haya ki savei is coming to tell us something which is contrasting Amalek, which we'll see that Amalek is the one that represented Gaiva in this world, Koichivoitzim Yodi in this world, and that it bothered them, the Gilui of Hashem Yisbarach in this world. And Reishis Goyim, they're the first nation to start up with Klai Yisrael, right? All the other nations, we say in Shira, in the Shir, in Az Yashu, we say how they had a fear from Klai Yisrael, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Amalek, Vayilachim, Amalek, Yisrael, they start up Klai Yisrael to prevent them from going into Eretz Yisrael. So there's a connection to V'hoye Kisavei Ela Aretz, that going into Eretz Yisrael, we will go into Eretz Yisrael, we will go into Eretz Yisrael with Simcha, and we will go into Eretz Yisrael with the lesson that the Torah is teaching us over here, which is to prevent these thoughts of Yadi, and that there's no tev in this world like Amalek wanted to present, but everything is from the Rabban Shlom. That's going to be the Yisoid. That's the V'haya. Haya, so the Sifri says, Ein V'haya El Miyad. Miyad. Ki Savi Elar, it's Miyad. As soon as you go into Eretz Yisrael, you will be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bikur. V'hare Rashi tells us right here on the Pasuk, which was many years later, till they were kovish and they were mechalikit. So what does it mean, v'hoye miyad? What's miyad? And the Sifri goes on further. The Sifri says, asei mitzvah hamura b'inyin, do this mitzvah that's in the inyin, shebischara tikanes la'aretz, which with its schar, the reward for the mitzvah is that you're going to the Aretz. But we're not doing the mitzvah until much later. So the Teretz is, the Teretz Bim Galatas, a tremendous yisayit over here, which is negate Elul also, that v'hoya, miyad, doesn't always mean the actual doing of the mitzvah. It means being mekabbling yourself to do the mitzvah. And to be mekabbling yourself the lesson of the mitzvah. There's some lesson behind every mitzvah that we need to take out of the mitzvah in order to make ourselves better yidden. So v'ahaya means if you will be mekabel on yourselves the mitzvah bikurim, even though you can't actually do it until 14 years later or whatever it may be, but you'll be mekabel on yourself the mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah already. And that's the famous Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Sheni, Ois Yud, where he says that's Nasav and Ishma. You mekabel the mitzvah, already you got tzchar for the mitzvah. Which the emes is, if you think about it, no one has bechira to do a mitzvah, right? Many times we think about doing something good, it just doesn't happen. The actual doing is up to the Rabban Shlom if it's going to happen or not. The bechira is to choose the path that you want to go on to. I want to do good, and then hopefully Hashem will help me fulfill it. But and many times it goes the other way also. You want to do something bad and it just didn't work out. So the bechira is always the Kabbalah. So that's what it's saying. Be mekabel yourself. V'hoya, says the Arachaim over here. V'hoya ki savei la'aretz. Oma v'hoya lashen simcha. L'heya she'en l'smeich el b'yeshiva sa'aretz. Aderech amrei azim al schek pinu. V'hoya is also lashen simcha. So it means, it's not only be mekabel the mitzvah in yourself, that you want to do the mitzvah, but be mekabel it with simcha, as we're going to see later on in the Pasha of Pashas Kisavai, that what prevents the klalos is when I do mitzvahs b'simcha v'tuv levav. It's an important aspect. The reason why I say it's important for Elul is because Elul is the time for Kabbalah. We may think Kabbalah alone, what's a Kabbalah if I'm not going to end up doing it? Okay, obviously you can't make Kabbalahs which are out of your reach. But even small Kabbalahs that we do make, and we might have not even done that small amount, but the fact that we are sincere about our Kabbalah already is the Kabbalah Schar. And that's the Yisod. V'hoya kisavah. You want to go into Eretz Yisrael, you got to be Mekabbling yourself the idea of the mitzvah Bikurim, which we're going to talk about, and do it b'simcha. If you'll be Mekabbal b'simcha, then you will live in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Zaycha to Yishav Eretz Yisrael. What is the Yisod of the mitzvah that we're going to see throughout the Pesukim? So that the Aruch Chaim continues. Look at the Aruch Chaim, he says, what is the Gzeres HaKasev over here? Gzeres HaKasev, Tikach Mei Reishis. Right? To contrast Amalek, which is Reishis Goyim. They're the first nation that started up with us. They're known as Reishis Goyim. What is the Reishis? What are you taking from the Reishis? So it says, Arachayim, V'nira Shekavaran HaKasev, Yitzav is Dalad Mitzvahs. There are four mitzvahs over here. Number one, Sheyeda b'libay ki loy b'kay chay b'loy b'aytzim k'vurasei b'la reshes ha'aretz ala matas Hashem. That which you're being Yerushar Yisrael is not because you have the kayach, the physical kayach, to be able to be Yerushar Yisrael. It's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's matas Hashem. It's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omra asher Hashem alekecha noisin l'cha. That's what the Pasuk's saying. If you're makir, that's Hashem giving it to you, then that's why it says Elokecha, Amenasta Yimekava yourself, Elikusai, then he'll give it to you. Number two, Lahirish Aretz Miyeshveha, make sure you moirish the land from the Yeshveha. Don't leave them here. It's not enough that you're in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael should be ruled and governed by the Yidden. Right? We see so many psukim in Sefer Dvarim. Befrat and Pashas Re'ei. Avay Teveidun is called destroy all the Avay Dezaras. Get rid of their Mizbechas. Get rid of their anything which is opposed to the Rabbeinu Shlom, get rid of. That's number two. Number three, he says over here, what's number three? Shlishis, Yeshiva Sa'aris, Shi Mitzvah Fnei Atzma. Live in Eretz Yisrael. As the Mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Berech Hashem Mitzvah. And number four is to bring the Bikurim. We'll continue with the Pesukim and the Pasha Bikurim. See how all these four Yisoides are in the Pesukim. And with that, we'll be able to answer the Ha'aris. We also mentioned about Vidui Maisa and the Pasha after that. Be'ez Hashem. Have a wonderful day.